Hola, 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 ya estamos en julio. We have made it to July. It is heating up here on the Central Coast. The birds are chirping. There's dumpster fires outside. It feels like, I don't know about locally if there's dumpster fire. Well, actually, yes, the Paso Robles School District, there's still a dumpster fire, so yes. Yeah. And we're just kind of coming back from the presidential debate.
Oh my goodness.
Rita, how's it going? Did you watch the debate?
Yes.
What did you think?
I tried to walk away after 10 minutes, and then I was like, I can't walk away. I have to, like, this can't be this bad. Like, maybe it'll get better. And so I stuck around, and it got, you know, it went from an F to a...
Oh, no.
Yeah, like a D minus. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh, but it was really bad.
For those that did not watch the debate...
Who didn't watch the debate? Why didn't you watch...
Well, I you know what's really interesting with that
are the clips. People have, I think by now most people have watched the clips, if anything.
Clips or have heard about it. Obviously, it sounds like people are saying that those that watched the debate, they weren't persuaded, that they're people already kind of set in what they believe is who they want to support.
Yeah.
Obviously, per usual, Donald Trump said many lies.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about how we should be so embarrassed of our country and all these things. And I'm like, yeah, there's plenty to be embarrassed about of things that you did.
And since the beginning of the country, right?
So it's one of those things where I think where I get concerned is, why does it always seem that people have to pick the lesser of the two evils? Why are we looking at For those Dems or independents that are not excited about Biden, it's like, well, you know, why can't we have a strong candidate that we can feel confident about? It just feels that way where it's like, what the hell is going on? We have Trump, who is now a criminal.
Yeah.
Right?
And then he can't vote, but he can run for president.
Which is wild to me, right?
Oh,
wild.
The founders.
And then you have Biden, which it does make you question, and trigger warning if we're upsetting anyone. But maybe there should be an age limit as to how old you can be to run for president.
Yeah. I mean, there's an age limit to when you can run. You can't run before you're 36. So, and why is that? Right? Like, why is there an age limit to when someone can run for president? Because there's certain things that it's expected of a professional and, like, for someone to have in their career, I guess, is the logic, before being ready. So I think it's not ageist thing, that there should also be a limit, a max limit. And honestly, age is relative, right? It can be, you can be 95 and be sound and definitely harder just cognitively. But I think it became very obvious in the debate that there has been a decline in the president, like a mental decline in the last 4 years. Because it was not, we can't compare it to 2020 debates.
And it's really interesting too, because obviously, yes, we have the president of the United States that is the face of our country, is there taking meetings, but there is a whole team around. There's a lot of advisors and staff and people feeding information and all these things.
So, and the right people that have been hired to do those things.
Right.
Mostly.
Right, because obviously, like, you wouldn't want to take this role on by yourself, right? Like, that's just not how it works. And I think sometimes people misunderstand that. What are your biggest concerns that you took away from the debate?
I think I have so many concerns. Like, first, I think people are, I think everyone is correct. Like, we shouldn't be comparing the Dem candidate wearing a two-party system. So sad, that's just the reality that we're getting to November. And we only have two candidates. We're going to only have two candidates in the ballot that actually have a shot on winning. Right? That's the reality of it. No other candidate has really proven that they can step or they can run a major campaign or don't have the infrastructure. That's just how the system is set up at this point for November. So the I think everyone is correct in the sense that the people that are saying we should focus on supporting Biden mm-hmm. are correct mm-hmm. because the other option is Trump. Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely no standard there to even compare it. That, yeah. But I also think that we have to make sure that we're taking a conscious decision when we accept as Biden as the candidate for the Democratic Convention nomination, because it is scary to see that was his performance mm-hmm. in a debate in June, and we need someone that can stand up to Trump mm-hmm. and call him out and show leadership to not just the country, not just Dems. Because Dems right. are sold. Dems are going to vote. Those right. supporters are going to vote.
Right.
They see the writing on the wall, like you were saying earlier. But to the world. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of leader is leading the world? And that, you know, if anyone saw outside the U.S. what mm-hmm. happened at the debate, mm-hmm. no one outside the U.S. is confident that that's the leader of the free world. And now, granted, I agree. I have both sides of me where it's like, okay, maybe other countries are like, actually, that's more the reality of what the country feels like, what the U.S. feels like, right? Mm-hmm. We are majorly white, majorly older people in power,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And with ideas that we think are so liberal, but we have our neighbors in Mexico leading actual liberal policies. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a reflection of where we are as a country, but we have to make that a conscious decision, and there should be space for people to question if he's the candidate. Because let's just say, everyone's saying, I'm not going to vote for Trump, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the people that are that have that sin, they're going to vote for any. They're literally saying, well, I'm going to vote for anything but Trump.
Right.
So let's think about what that anything is, right? Can we have someone that actually has the energy to take on what needs to be taken on? Like, right. we just saw what happened with the Supreme Court. Like, we need a leader that is not just ready to put out a soundbite or, you know, to put out this speech. We need someone that actually can drive policy, that actually can bring this country together. And sadly, I just did not see that in Biden. And so I think the people that are questioning he's the right candidate to be on the ballot for the Democratic Party, I think are also correct. Now, if there is a decision at the convention that he is that person, then that's who we're going to vote for, right? But
We're already here.
Yeah.
And there's no turning back.
And
but
we
I
heard,
also...
and it's not like our imagination of what's going to happen. We mm-hmm. heard Trump say what he said. Mm-hmm. He said he used Palestinians as a slur. He said, let Israel finish the job. He said, immigrants are taking black jobs. He's completely now surrounded by Project 2025 supporters and an infrastructure that he didn't have in 2020. Like, we know what he's going to do.
Even a step further, Evita, this could possibly be the last election
yeah.
that we could have in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I think for anyone saying, oh, like, you're being dramatic, I don't know, guys, look at everything that has happened. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
Is gay marriages going
yeah.
to reverse?
Everything, just forget about the country as it stands. And I think people were calling, I'm sure they did that to you, they did it to me when I was dramatic in 2016. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, don't worry, like, we have, someone literally told me, we have checks and balances in this country. Don't worry, like, he's not going to be able to do anything, right? And what happened day one?
Okay.
The Muslim ban, right? Like, kid separation, like, family separation, divorce. It's just,
and
like,
he's already talking, especially as Latinas, Latinx, he's already talking that he will implement harsh immigration mm-hmm. Laws and mm-hmm. repercussions for mm-hmm. undocumented
yeah.
people. And I even saw that when he was first elected into office, Rita, there were people that voluntarily left the country because they were fearful of Trump's America.
Mm-hmm.
And they would rather leave with dignity
mm-hmm.
and take their families back to Mexico
mm-hmm.
than to be deported.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really interesting that I felt like there wasn't enough coverage of that
mm-hmm.
and how many people left the country just alone on the fear of this man.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest concern is, like you said, he has been very vocal of what he wants to do. He's out for revenge. Mm-hmm. He clearly does not care about this country. No. And it makes me wonder why, as a country, have we downplayed the insurrection? Yeah. The coup that happened. Why are we... That was a shameful event that happened under Trump. Yeah. That was just the sirens of him trying to dismantle democracy. And this man gets another shot? Like, dear Republicans, I would like to think, if y'all are Ronald Reagan Republicans, these quote-unquote compassionate Republicans, why are you not speaking up? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, I think it's a different Republican Party for sure.
But they're going along with the madness. They're co-signing on this. Yeah. That's the thing where it's like, we could have a come to Jesus moment where the Republican Party said, enough is enough. Our loyalty is to this country. Our loyalty is to our democracy. This man is a threat.
Yeah. I think the people that didn't jump ship on January 6th or January 7th are just not going to jump ship right now at this point.
Like, well, it just feels like we're going full speed on a train wreck, to be honest with you. And my fear, Rita, is that it feels like there's not enough people that are feeling very confident in Biden.
No.
And so either A, they're not going to vote, or B, we're not going to have people showing up to support Biden.
That is the point. Like, I've seen a lot of, and don't get me wrong, like, Biden has so much to be criticized for his immigration policies. Like, is he protecting immigrants? No, he's not. Well, just that he's not protecting immigrants. He's not, some might say that some policies that are actually very dangerous to criminals lately, that is correct. Would it be better with Trump? Absolutely no.
Like, it's worse.
It's going to be like 100 times worse, which makes this whole conversation really hard. But I think what you're saying is exactly the point, is that the debate, a lot of them are saying, oh, like, don't criticize him for one debate. It's like, the thing is, the problem is that debate was not for the Dems. That debate was not for Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. That debate was for, hopefully, for some people that might not be paying attention at all, might not be interested in voting, might not even be thinking that voting, it's an election year, might be so interested in just their lives, because everything else is just so, it's just shit. Like, the politics are so bad that they don't even want to engage. And the hope was that with each interaction that the president has, that Biden has, could move in a couple more. Yeah. A couple more here and there. And if anyone that doesn't pay attention to politics on a day-to-day basis watch those clips of the debate, they were pushed further away from actually either voting at all for either candidate, for sure supporting Biden. And that's the people that we should be focusing on. Because in 2020, we saw how there were swing states that made this election. And those are the swing states that we need to mobilize right now. Mm-hmm. And who mobilized in 2020? It was immigrants. It was young progressives. Mm-hmm. People that got organized. And I just don't see the same energy from those swing states in the way that I saw in 2020. And, you know, people say, oh, maybe because it's the incumbent, like, it's different, like, we weren't trying to change the president. I don't know. I feel like that complacency is what I felt in 2016 with Hillary. We were like, oh, you know, no one's going to go for Trump. And Hillary, everyone knows Hillary. Yeah. Like, it's okay. And
anything is possible. The alarm.
Yeah.
And that's where anything is possible. Maybe that we may have our last election. And I think, too, it's been quite fascinating seeing how much BIPOC support to Trump. I know. Seeing more of his crowds being more diverse, definitely seeing a support from the Black community and Latino community. Yeah. And that's not to say that there's never been Black Republicans or Latinx Republicans. Like, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is that we're seeing those numbers growing. Like, clearly there is something that draws these communities to say, I am willing to support a Donald Trump. And what's really dangerous, and which was touched on the debate, is this, once again, we talked about this in another episode, but it's that divide and conquer of putting the Black community against immigrant slash Latino or other types of immigrants against each other, mm-hmm. I think we need to come to the reality that there are things that are happening in this country like that. One of them is inflation. We're seeing the cost of 100%. Groceries going up. But also, let's recognize, it's called climate change, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. it's literally, we had big floods happening in California mm-hmm. that wiped out crops. Yeah. That is why you're paying more for your fresh goods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are we doing about that, Lita?
Yeah.
The reality that, yes, the cost of homes have gone up because we don't have enough homes.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a structure of capitalism
yeah.
where you have companies buying these homes.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing all of these healthcare issues because people don't want to go into debt to become doctors, and we don't have enough doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reality is there's just too much on the line with that, and I really do hope this is like a plea on my end. Get out and vote. I don't want to believe that we can have Donald Trump again. It's going to put us in a worse situation right now where it's going to put more pressure on nonprofits, community organizers. It's not going to be a good thing for so many people. And it's I can't even wrap my head around the reality that we're even here, to be honest with you.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that, like you mentioned, like, there's a reality that I don't think Dems are right now tapping into, where if I'm someone that I'm barely, you know, I barely have my head over the water, just like barely breathing, I'm like mm-hmm. drowning, right? Mm-hmm. Because like all of the things that you mentioned, like things are really expensive. My landlord just told me that I have to move out because they're selling my house. They're selling the house where I live. You know, all these very real things that we see on Facebook groups, like on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Even friends.
Yeah, friends of ours who are just, who can pay for their chemo, friends who just don't have the resources to move to another place now, who are sleeping on couches. Like, this is real. And no, I think the Biden message of like, our economy strong, that does not help. Mm-hmm. That does not touch people. And so when you have someone like the Trump campaign, not necessarily Trump himself, but the Republican, mm-hmm. Infrastructure saying for 4 years now, like, the economy is bad, and you actually feel it in your pockets
mm-hmm.
when you say immigrants are taking your job, and you're literally losing your job to an immigrant that is willing to take less money
mm-hmm.
because corporations are making profits mm-hmm. and they don't want to pay you as an American more money. They'd mm-hmm. rather pay someone that's undocumented that will take the job because there's absolutely no other option for them. You will believe it, and you will tap on that message, and then you will find a community that says, no, we like you, and you actually are BIPOC, so we're going to put you on a platform and give you a t-shirt and give you a poster, and we're going to take you to rallies, and we're going to like give you money to be present. This is exactly where you're going to feel like, you know what, I actually like the Republican Party right now more. And the thing is that you're drowning so much that you really don't have time to see anything else than what's being put in front of you.
You know, and it has been a tough years for the U.S. Obviously, we're still dealing with the side effects of COVID.
Yeah.
Which COVID numbers seem to be on the rise again, so please take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've gone through a lot, and there's been a lot of... What I'm hearing Rita saying is we've been resilient, but also, like, don't weaponize that resiliency.
Yeah.
Like, stop making it seem like we're going to be okay when a lot of people haven't been okay for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a reality that I think Republicans are really good at tapping every single time.
And that really resonated, too, with me, Rita, as you were talking about the type of candidate that we need, that unfortunately we're not going to get with Biden. But maybe in the next, you know, the next election, presidential election.
If we have one,
right? Big if. I think this is a rude awakening and a chance.
I'm so disappointed with the Democratic Party. I don't know what's going to make it. I think we need a king.
I'm disappointed too. I'm disappointed too because with that, come on. Like, I'm gonna blame it on the Democratic machine. I don't see how people as a team who came together with a conversation of, okay, are we gonna put Biden up there again? it should have been loud and clear that he was the wrong person. Yeah. So for whatever reason, to feeling obligation to loyalty to someone or whatever may be,
yeah,
did not think things through. And yeah, so, and this is a problem of having yes men around you.
Yeah.
That should not have happened.
Yeah.
My fear with that is that more and more people do not feel aligned with the Dem party. We're not accomplishing much on immigration.
Yeah.
We're not accomplishing much on housing.
Yeah.
We're not accomplishing much for the low income, working poor, middle class.
Yeah.
So at some point you can say, hey, as a party, this is what we stand for.
Yeah.
But when things are not adding up and you're not seeing that personal impact of how you are benefiting, trust me, it's at some point people are gonna jump ship.
Yeah, and it's one thing is like your reality, right? Like your actual reality facts. Another thing is like perceived reality. When you have a machine like the Republican Party that continues calling on that one thing, like Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe for now years, and you tune in to the debate where the man is Sleepy Joe. What is your reaction? Like, oh, actually, that message? Yeah, I'm going to believe them. I'm going to hear them more than I'm hearing the economy's great and we have a great leader and everything's going to be okay when absolutely everything around me is falling apart.
Yeah. No, it's definitely concerning. We're in a tough place in the U.S. And hopefully we can get it together. I'm almost thinking that it almost feels like Donald Trump is going to win with that. Like, I really feel that. And it's like, maybe it's just a survival tactic right now.
To protect yourself.
I'm bracing myself now instead of being massively disappointed. And I'll put some context of when Donald Trump won. At the time, I was working for the Paso Robles School District. We have a large Latinx community, and I was in an elementary school setting. And the next day after the election, many of our Latino children were absent. And I think it was one of those things where families have to have that hard conversation of preparing for worst case scenario. And that's, I don't want to relive that, because that was such a dark day for our community, for our country. And you know, if you're undecided, if you don't want to feel like you want to vote, if you have friends in the swing states, I keep telling the young people, please get engaged. Please get involved. I feel like my generation is a little bit more cynical because we're going through the reality of not being able to buy a
home. Look around us. How can you not be? I don't think you're cynical. You're realistic. I think cynical are those that are thinking this is not, you know, this is not happening. You are realistic, like you, our generation is growing, and younger generation especially, like 20-somethings they're a huge chunk of the voting mass right now. They're growing and doing school drills for shooting drills, right? Like, where do I hide myself? A lot of them have to go through the pandemic, and now are going on to college. A lot of them have had to just not be able to, like you said, they can't afford a house. They're having trouble, you know, those jobs that they studied for because they were hot back then are changing because of AI. You know, they don't know what jobs they're going to be taking. It's just like this never ending list of things that are not getting better for the people that we need to mobilize right now. And so that message should have been defined from the top down, because there's people getting paid to work in this messaging and to work in policy, and none of that nothing is clear. I have not seen one piece of, have you seen one piece of message from the Democratic Party that relates to you and the reality
and
of
that's
today?
And that's part of where the Democrats really epic fail, a big fat F. The messaging, the reality of what are you doing? What are these wins?
The live reality. We're in the TikTok era. We need the reality updated every day.
And this is the thing too, Rita. Maybe we need to start mobilizing again, you know?
You say it with such an optimism.
I know, I'm tired. But, you know, the reality, because once again, like, no one's going to come to save us, right? No, like, we have to save ourselves and really look for those candidates that are committed and can be leaders, and the reality that we cannot be here again. Guys, the fact that we're here again, and I'm saying that we cannot be here again, is just like wild. And it's one of those realities too, though, that maybe we took our democracy for granted.
We did.
Maybe we took all of this for granted so much that maybe we do need that rude awakening. And
yeah.
I always remind community when they're frustrated that change is not happening fast enough, or that not enough people are being involved on a local level. I tell them, I said, maybe it's got to hurt some more. Maybe it's got to get worse before it gets better.
You and I are connected. You and I are connected because that's exactly what I've been saying. If you had asked me like a week ago or more if I thought that Biden was going to win, I would have told you, and I did tell some people that I thought he was going to lose.
Your emoji said everything. I was on Facebook and I saw this emoji posted, and I knew exactly what you're talking about. No, I'm with you too.
And now after the debate, I've gone through like bracing for the impact to shatter and rebuilding now for whatever we can do from now till November. But
yeah, I think as local leaders, we're already looking at the writing on the wall and seeing, okay, like specifically for Ben and I, is how are we going to support our BIPOC, Latinx, queer community?
Yeah.
Making sure our children have that support system. Yeah. And it's a scary time even for so many of our refugees that came into the country, because we have a system that welcomes people to get political asylum. That's part of our democratic process, which shame on you, Donald Trump, for weaponizing that.
And shame on Biden, too, for passing executive orders that limit our refugee system in literally illegal ways under international law.
But this is the thing where it's, like, really frustrating, too, with Democrats, is that I feel like the Dems were forced to do that. Like, he was forced to do that to give a token to conservative voters because they see the writing on the wall that it's not looking good for him. So he needs to appease a certain group of demographics in hopes that he can get some votes, which was
even the second row move. The second row move, dude. Like, who is there behind you? Guiding you?
So if y'all need, so dear Biden and team, if y'all need a hype person, people to get out there and do some rebranding, you still have a few more weeks and months to get it together. Give a strong locker room talk to Biden and get him into shape. You know, it's just, there's still a little bit of window and opportunity. It's not very big with that, but it's just one of those things where it's like, damn.
But do you see him getting the energy to do that from here to like convention?
You know what, though, Rita? If I was Biden right now, like, I would do two things.
Drink Red Bulls.
Well, get my shit together or gracefully step down.
Yeah, those are the options.
Because the reality is, if I know I'm not fit for the job, and this is the thing, is I don't think people realize how important a president is, that if he loves this country enough, I think he should gracefully step down.
Yeah.
Right now, there's enough time. Because the reality is I feel like an assessment from people around that they're just not confident in his mental capacity.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw some memes that even bother me even worse. Like, I just don't understand how Dems realize this comes through. But after the debate, people obviously, like you and I, have been questioning whether he should still be the candidate. And there were people sharing this meme saying, just because Batman had a bad day, you don't give the keys of the Batcave to the Joker. And like, did you just call Biden Batman? Is that where we're starting from? Is that really where we're starting from?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how, that sounds really great in them circles. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a blue no matter who, that sounds funny. Let's share it. That's hilarious. Yeah. If you are struggling because the economy is bad for whatever reasons, and you are afraid for your family's future, that's not the message that they want. They don't want a funny joke about Batman and
But isn't that the era we're living in of like social media and
that is getting to those people
and memes and Sleepy Joe and all of these things and yeah. It seems like almost like bullying, like
yeah,
you know, and this
and
is
we a, need a leader that can take us out of that freaking mess and say, hey, wake up, America. We have bigger things to worry about and things that we all share, concerns that we all share about.
Right. And that's the reality that we're in. There's just too many important things happening right now that we need someone that's qualified for the job. And maybe both of them are not qualified. My heart goes out to, I know Trump is not, but I've been very gracious to Biden. But yeah. I do have concerns. I mean, we've said this multiple times in this mm-hmm. podcast, you know, are we being ageist? Are we like, to me, it's this whole idea that obviously we can bash on the Republican Party and there's a lot to be concerned about with them, right? Like, but also it's like, in all fairness, looking at the Dem Party, that is just like, this is a shit show and who allowed this to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of, honestly, white people that have reached out to me whenever I have messages like that on my social media, they're like, but who else? Like, I'm worried. Like, we have to accept that he's the best. I'm like, yes, but you don't start with that. Mm-hmm. When you talk to people that are actually struggling, mm-hmm. when you talk to immigrants, when you talk to minorities, when you talk mm-hmm. to black people, you don't come saying, but look how amazing everything is. Look how, do you just want to give this paradise up? Like, that's
paradise
not,
to who?
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people, trust me, there is a paradise, and it's literally across the street. Yeah. And you can go literally to another neighborhood and realize that the quality of life is 10 steps down. Income is lower. Yeah. Health is lower. Stress levels are higher. And you can literally go across the street, and people are eating their avocado toast.
By their pool.
Like, that's the reality of this America that we're in. Mm-hmm. And I think this could be an opportunity to not allow Jesus to take the wheel, but to have a come to Jesus moment to be like, hey, like, what is going on here? Like, enough is enough of you selling me this paradise.
Yeah.
Because the only paradise that I see is like a little postcard on my desk that I work. And I have to be working and waking up to do the same thing that I don't even have a chance to really enjoy my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about just covering the bills.
Yeah.
Paying off my student debt.
Yeah.
Paying my taxes.
Yeah.
Which then the higher are getting more tax cuts, which is what Trump wants to do, by the way.
Yeah.
Trust me, us as the working class, we're not going to be better off in Trump's America.
No. We're immigrant. We're women.
Women of color, you know, like, it's really wild. So, obviously, a lot to unpack. And if you're a Dem, a loyal Dem, and part of the Democratic machine, please take to heart what we're saying. I've been concerned for a very long time. This is only coming into fruition of all the concerns and all the concerns being validated.
Exactly.
That it's like,
it's not like, oh, I was in a different world before. We felt it, especially executive order after executive order, not seeing any leadership. And then suddenly you are smacked in the face with, oh, yeah, all of that was inside of you, like, worried. No, it's like actually going to happen. And I think, if there is a message that the Dem Party has stuck with, is reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. But it has been very whitewashed, reproductive rights, right?
Yeah.
Like,
watered down.
We are not really talking about, like, if people think that bringing Roe v. Wade back is the thing that's going to fix all of women's reproductive issues, they're just not paying attention to black maternal health. Mm-hmm. And they're not seeing that black women are dying at rates that are three times the rates of white women when they're giving birth, right? Like, reproductive rights are a huge issue, and we're not talking about it in an equitable way. Mm-hmm. So if there is a message that we can still recover, maybe that's one of them. But we need more than just reproductive rights. We need to get the men, because they don't think reproductive rights have to do with them. And we have to reach every single person. We have to talk about the economy to the young people that care about getting a house at some point in their lives. We have to talk about climate change in ways that are scientific, in ways that actually Biden has passed a lot of legislation and money coming down. Like, we have just pick three. and stick to them hard, energetically, through all the leadership. Repeat, repeat, repeat. We don't have enough time. And like Sonia Sotomayor, Supreme Court Justice, said, we have created a king above the law because of Supreme Court decisions. And we have, I think, just like Biden has two options of step down or continue. If he continues, the two options are going to be, you either get energetic and move people to the polls and you win this election by a big margin in every single swing state, and you're there, forget about everything else, you're in every single swing state, repeating, 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 or you become that king above the law. Because what we have ahead of us, it's just not gonna happen. And maybe it's full circle. Maybe we have to go back to that monarchy that Americans left to, like you said, wake up and appreciate that democracy that we're losing.
You know, Rita. Woo! Woo!
So enjoy your summer, people. And
enjoy your paradise.
take some, maybe maybe a week. Had summer girl.
We're about to be roasted over here in North County. It's gonna be like 111 degrees. No, but
it's not even like exaggeration.
No, literally, literal. Take care of yourselves. Obviously, encourage the young people. And I think maybe I'm starting to get older, but that's like been my focus, Rita, is that I really want to focus on the young people, because I feel like, I mean, hopefully I live longer, but I feel like I've now been in a place where I've had some lived experience. I've seen things, I've seen politics, but it's really, I feel bad for the young people, because it's like, this is not even what politics is really about. Like that to me, it's like, this is not even, that debate was not even a debate. Like, it was just embarrassing. But stick with it. Hopefully we can protect and continue to have democracy, and recognizing that the writing is on the wall, and by any means necessary, for those of you who continue to want to support Trump, just know that he's not acting like a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's literally letting you know what the plan is.
And if that's what he says out loud, just imagine what, like, I've heard speeches from, like, Stephen Miller, like, interviews about his plans. Remember Stephen Miller, the evil guy that hates immigrants, white supremacist? He's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. All the white supremacists, they're ready to go. And I think that's what, that really has to be one of the messages, too. It's like, white supremacy is around the corner to take on their seats, their leadership seats. To make us all read one Bible, and to make women stay at home, go back to the 50s, no rights, no bank accounts, not even a vote. They have said at the Republican convention in the past, not everyone needs to vote at home. One vote per home, where the man can represent, is actually something that the Republican Party has shared. So it's it's looking bleak and sad and scary, and like you have mentioned before, Yesenia, we really need, it's gonna, like, no matter what, if Biden wins, this whole movement stays here and it continues,
and we have to do better.
We have to do better, and it's gonna take community. It's gonna take community organizing. It's gonna take the food pantries to continue supporting each other, because the economy is not gonna get better anytime soon. Now with the leaders we have, even in the best case scenarios, it's gonna take, you know, collectives. It's gonna take safe spaces.
Grassroots.
It's gonna take grassroots nonprofits. It's going to be local,
mutual aid,
all of that is what's going to get us out of this. So
community.
Yeah. So tap into that community as soon as you can and build on it. And I guess this is where we start getting to those swing states. But maybe we take one more week off.
Maybe we need to go visit Arizona, Rita.
Yeah.
Texas.
Is someone listening from Arizona? Are you voting? How are you seeing the scene around you in the swing states? Is it scary too? Oh, yeah. It must be worse.
Well, it's Tuesday. The sun is out. Enjoy it while you still can.
Oh my goodness, Biden.
Well, I guess we leave on this note, guys. This is this is what happens when you get two friends talking politics, and it's very organic.
And we didn't even go into the Supreme Court decisions. Mm. We are going to have a guest coming soon.
Oh, yes.
And I think, I honestly, someone asked me over Messenger, and I was like, my friend, just after the debate, is like, doesn't know what to do and wants to get engaged with something that actually makes a difference. I think local elections can make a difference, those school boards, those city councils. When we talk about community and getting organized at the grassroots level, like, that's what's going to support us. It's our school boards or city councils. So get involved in those races.
Yeah.
That's actually a very, a race that we need to really get up and support. And that's the race of Erika Flores Baltodano, who is running for school board here in San Luis Obispo and the San Luis Coastal Unified School District. And she's actually running against someone that defends January 6th.
Wow.
That is against CRT, as if CRT was taught in schools. It very, 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 very scary thoughts and beliefs. And that person is the incumbent. And so we'll get to know about Erica in our next episode. Yeah, but yeah, get connected with your local races. School district, look it up. What school district are you at? Who is running? Who looks good?
Yeah.
Talk to them. Get in a meeting with them. Ask them your questions. Connect to their campaign event. City council. A lot of people need help right now because everyone's, you know, everyone's spread thin. So get in there if you're not involved already. Those small local races are really going to make a difference. Yeah.
That's it, guys. That's all we're reporting for today.
Yeah. Bye. Enjoy this summer.